one of these songs this morning needs to be a happy birthday song for Steve Bull. Happy birthday from all of us on the Mary Griffith Show.
I appear so much younger than my actual age, don't I?
I would never have guessed. I would have thanked you maybe for 45.
Listen to you.
Suck up.
That was 14 years ago.
Nah. Well, you look great. Thank you for sharing your birthday with all of us here at WTAD. How many years have you spent your life here?
1990. So 30.
1990?
Yeah. This is the
30th. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. You young man. Well,
you weren't even born in 1990,
yes,
were you?
I was. I turned 30 this year, too. We need to have a joint birthday and anniversary party. Soon.
Okay, there you go.
We oftentimes get to have regulars here on the Mary Griffith Show, and we are so happy that Arts Quincy Executive Director Laura Siever is with us. Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You? Tell us what you were here last week. We loved getting to hear all of the things that you guys have for the walking tour, but this week, the Ghost Light concert. Ooh.
That's right. Yeah, it's actually not a spooky concert, but we'll go ahead and call it
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
If you're not familiar with the concept of ghost lights, in a theater, anytime that the theater is empty, there's always a light on the stage. And it's partially to keep the warmth of the theater alive, but also for safety's sake, right? You don't want to walk out into a dark stage and fall in the orchestra pit. Okay. That would be bad. So the idea is right now our stage is empty and we're trying to keep the warmth going in the theater. So the Quincy Community Theater is having a virtual concert this Friday night. I mean, they have a heck of a lineup of singers from past shows doing some really, really cool things. Maybe one of the highlights of the event is Elizabeth Stanley, who, of course, is a Quincy native who's been out on Broadway doing Alanis Morissette's musical, which is really, really amazing. She's going to come and do a performance for QCT. In addition, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the favorites from past performances. I know Jerry Conboy is going to be doing the piece from Tarzan. I'm like very emotional about this piece. That's the You'll Be in My Heart piece. We're also going to see some things for the future, which are, Chicago was just about to take the stage, and Michelle Bickhouse and Megan Peters will be singing their pieces from Chicago that will someday be on that stage.
One day.
When we can all gather again. So it's free to sign up to watch it. You do have to sign up in advance to get the link, but they're going to be doing some fundraising during this, too.
Wonderful. You can learn more at oneqct.org. Then on Saturday, the 26th of September, you have a gallery reception.
That's right. Many of you know the wonderful instructor from the Quincy Arts Center, Vicki Sandercock. She is a QU graduate, alumnus, and she is doing a whole exhibition at the Quincy University Brenner Library. The work is called Future Fossils. It's made of paper, clay, twine, and branch, so it's sort of sculptural. And you can see it on display through the 9th, let's see, when does it end? I'm sorry, through the 8th of November. So it'll be on display at the Gray Gallery for a while. But they are having a little reception for her on Saturday, as we often do in the art world. So check that out. If you're over at QU at the Gray Gallery and really enjoy that, or attend the little reception on Saturday at the Brenner Library.
And everybody loves learning about their past, right? And we have society meetings that meet at the Quincy Public Library. Tell me about those.
That's right. We really wanted to highlight the Great River Genealogical Society, which is one of our fund members, because there is this resurgence during the pandemic and the stay-at-home and everybody staying a little closer to home in interest in genealogy. So it's a nice way to pass your time and learn a little about your family. There are resources to assist you with that geological hunt right here in Quincy, including some really, really smart people in the society. It's not a very expensive. I think it's $15 a year to join and access all those resources. And they are holding their regular Tuesday hours at the library in the Illinois room at the library, too, to help you on your search. They've got experts in a lot of areas. I know I have a lot of, say, German heritage. They have German heritage experts, so they can help you find out what you want to need to know. And they have a monthly meeting every month. So they have a little holiday party at the holidays. So
I love it.
Great River Genealogical Society. And if you're into discovering your past, I highly recommend reaching out.
Perfect. We're talking with Laura Siever, the Arts Quincy Executive Director. Laura, anything else you want to make sure that our listeners know? ArtsQuincy.org is a great place to go for more information.
Just check out that Otocast app. You know, we've been talking about it, but download it for your phone. Otocast is Otocast, and you can go through all of the new sculptures in Quincy and see them all from your phone, hear the artists talk about them, or even better, go visit those sites yourself and listen to the artists talk about them. I just saw a big pile of bricks next to our junior high sculpture this week, so they just delivered them and are going to be building the bench that will complete the project there at the junior high. So we're excited to see the finishing touches coming together. With those bricks have been on back order since like February. I don't know.
Oh, man.
So we're so excited that they're here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, check all that out and so much more at artsquincy.org.
There we go. Steve, on the way, we're going to take a quick break. Chris Bucker with Lewis Hybrids, one field at a time. We'll be talking about harvest, seed sales, and, of course, keeping the farmer at the forefront of all of that.
What'd she say?
What?
I asked her
what?
Who this is.
Huh? Well, I haven't heard him sing yet, so I'm not sure. Again, I will refresh back to the conversation that we had when we started this. You're celebrating your 30th anniversary. I'm celebrating my 30th birthday. So let's put that in.
1980 this one came out, so yeah.
Okay, well, it's a good one.
Bruce Springsteen's birthday.
Yes. I didn't know it was Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, he's 71. I'm 12 years younger.
Oh, man. Almost as good.
Yeah, there you go.
That hearty laugh that you hear is Chris Bucker with Lewis Hybrids. Chris, we are so happy that you're joining us today, and you are a busy, busy man. Tell us what you do with Lewis Hybrids.
Yeah, hey, thank you very much. So I am actually a field sales rep here with Lewis Hybrids. Been here since 2003. So showing my age a little bit there. So actually just work with our dealers and farmers to hopefully meet their expectations on their farms and make them a profitable business out in the world.
And you do just that and exceed. So tell us a little bit about Lewis, how it got started. I mean, we all know if we're younger, detasseling is how we think it got started. But no. Years ago, this whole, and it's local.
Yeah, detasseling, that is a fun job to have. And actually, if it's on any resume, you kind of got to take note of it, because anybody that does that usually has a work ethic. So got to do that a couple years of my life. And, yep, that was enough. Went back to baling hay. So.
Yeah, which says a lot. If you would choose to bale hay, I did it for 1 year, and I was good.
Yep,
that was all I needed.
Yeah, so Lewis got started back in 1946, and Frank Lewis started it. And from there, it just became a family business. And Larry Lewis, he went ahead and he took Frank's place. And from there, Scott and Sean rolled into that business after they got back from school. And actually, Scott's two daughters are involved in the seed business, just not Lewis Hybrids. So it's a family thing that runs in their blood pretty deep. And Sean's family, they're actually on the farm, and they help there. So 2007, there's a little change there, and they sold to Monsanto, which is now Bayer. So definitely, like everything else, there is change everywhere.
But what doesn't change is the fact that Lewis Hybrids has always provided those high-performing seed products, right? You guys test them here locally and then deliver to the farmer and have real-life experience to be able to tell them how it did.
Oh, exactly. And I tell you what, I got some great people that work around me that get out in the field with their customers. I got some awesome dealers that are evaluating those products and evaluating on disease or profitability anytime they can. And they work hand in hand, and they're more than just a salesman to a lot of their customers. They're more of a what I would call a business partner. So if they're customers don't succeed, they don't succeed, and I don't succeed. So we take a lot of pride into that.
It's a really good relationship to have in your back pocket, because it's somebody that you can bounce questions off of, right? I mean, it's a sounding board. Absolutely. Okay, so as of right now, you know, you're obviously harvest starting, summer already in full swing. You're on call, basically, to help your farmers if that were to happen. But what else are you guys working on right now?
Yeah, so for the most part, it's actually we are out calibrating combines. And then this is our heart of our season. This is in sales. So a lot of guys are evaluating what products are doing out there. They're making notes. They're going to make sure that we are up to snuff. And a lot of them, they're going to let us know if we're not. But in I would say 75% of the cases we're in pretty good shape. Not to sound overconfident, but we do pretty good at what we do. We know our clientele. That's the great thing about Lewis is it is a regional brand, and our products are built for this area. So it's a great mix. You get a multi-billion dollar company that does a lot of research, but we get to bring it home to a regional flavor.
When you do that well, just that personal touch and service, what do you feel like are some good products that you're seeing response on from your farmers and producers thus far?
Yeah, so we've had a couple just first trials come out, and 15DP 899 has been having a really good year so far right out of the gate, as well as 10DP 719. It's still early in the harvest, and we're still evaluating a lot of it, but those two so far are starting to rear their heads up and show pretty decent. The other one, there's a new 117-day 17DP 651, which is a double pro, has also been showing its true force and yielding really well. So
farmers and producers listening, right, if they want to start the conversation, to reach out, to start this relationship with not only a seed dealer, but maybe an agronomy background or somebody that they can partner with to bounce ideas off of, how can they get a hold of you or your seed dealers?
Yeah, so you can either go to Lewis Hybrid's website, or you can actually call me on my cell phone, and it's 217-430-8331. We're on Facebook and Twitter, either one of those, and feel free to reach out there. And I'll just kind of give a little plug for my dealers, because they are a great bunch. But Brad and Doug Duncan and Zane Higgins are up there in Minden, as well as Ursa Farmers Co-op. Dave and Darren McCleary and Jerry Bunny, Ross Weir up in Carthage, and I'm probably forgetting somebody, Logan Ags down in Griggsville. So we got a great group of guys, and they do an awesome job. So.
And you service more than Illinois, right? You're into Missouri and Iowa as well. You guys do a good job.
Yeah, we get up in the southeast Iowa, and we'll go clear to eastern Kansas.
Man, that's a road trip.
Yeah, but that's my counterpart's world. I stay clear of that one. So we try to stay close to home. So
I think that's where the payoff is, investing in your relationships. Something else that Lewis has always been really good about is, yes, they're investing in your farmers and the producers here locally, but also the community. I can't tell you how many times our Unity FFA chapter went down the corn crib pile at Lewis Hybrids for an FFA meeting. I mean, it's just stuff like that where they give back and support community organizations and businesses too.
Yeah, so that's the cool part. When I came to Lewis, the big thing that drew me there is you see Scott and Sean grow this business, and there's a lot of business locally, and that says a lot about something. So I took a lot of notes there and watched them, how they gave back to the community. And we get wholeheartedly, when I say we, I see me and the dealers, either with local high schools or different affiliations, and we try to give back. And it's one of those things, hey, if the community is going to support you, you want to support that community. So there's some great organizations out there that we try to be involved in, whether it's Livestock Showing or Friends of Unit 4 or Liberty FFA. There's a lot of them, and I think the dealers kind of all got their own niche, and we try to get involved and get boots on the ground and get involved with them. The other one would be like Hancock County Cattlemen's, Ross Weir and Ryan Sharp. They're involved with that one. So, Yep, just a lot of different ways we get to touch them.
Chris Bucker, Lewis Hybrids. We're talking with him just about Lewis Hybrids as a whole. And if you're interested in creating that relationship, if you've not yet done so already, give them a call, Lewis Hybrids, one field at a time. You can find him online, lewishybrids.com. Search Chris Bucker. His phone number is on there. I will post a photo on the WTAD Facebook, so we'll link right up to their Facebook page as well to stay connected. But Chris, wonderful job. Thanks for coming in. And best of luck during the heart of a busy season for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
I was just going to let you listen to it for a little bit, Steve.
I'll listen to Bruce later.
It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday and Steve Bull.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday on the Mary Griffith Show. We are rounding out the show today with a Moonlight Ride for Hunger. And we are so excited to get to talk with Bob Daly and Aaron St. Clair, who have put this together to truly support our community. Bob, can you kind of tell those listeners that might not be familiar what the Moonlight Ride for Hunger is?
First off, I want to talk about my bright green shirt.
Oh, the blinding lights. Absolutely. Here, let me take a picture.
I was so bright, my mom used to call me son, by the way.
Oh, you're so funny.
I can't help myself.
I love it.
Anyway, so the bright green shirt is the ticket for the 14-miler, which goes across both bridges in Quincy. And again, this is the Moonlight Ride for Hunger, and that's going to be the first ride, which is already full.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish we could have more go across the bridges, but we're only allowed 50. And again, our goal is to have a safe event. Our goal is to prevent gatherings. So the first ride is at 6 o'clock, and it goes across both bridges in Quincy, which just fires me up. It is so cool. And the second ride, which people can sign up for right now, is the 10-miler. And you go to WGCA.org. Again, that's WGCA.org. And that's the station I work for. I'm the business development guy at WGCA. And anyway, you could go there, sign up for the 10-miler, which is 6:30 this Saturday, September 26th. This Saturday is the 10-mile ride for the Moonlight Ride for Hunger. It's at Clad Adams Park. And what's going to happen is people are going to arrive in the parking lot, pull out their bikes. We're going to have volunteers at the parking lot. We're going to tell them, get on your bike and go. Head down Bonazinga Drive. Head towards those beautiful Bill Klinger trails, which the Park District has, which are beautiful, by the way. They run right next to the creek. And anyway, I'm going on and on and on, aren't I?
No, that's great. We love all these details.
So,
that's wonderful. Moonlight Ride for Hunger.
Moonlight Ride for Hunger. And we're really excited that we're able to have it this year. And it's going to be safe. And what else is there to do this Saturday?
That's exactly right. So that is why you should definitely visit WGCA.org and get signed up. Aaron St. Clair with Red Cactus started a desire to want to help an organization. Aaron, thank you so much. Where did this idea come from?
Thanks for having us on. We wanted to do something for the community that supported us over the years. This is our 25th anniversary this year of Red Cactus being in business. And we wanted to do an event that was going to be safe and has some longevity to it, that was going to be around for a while and help the community. We've done some things with WGCA over the years and went to Bob's boss, and he said, get with Bob. And Bob actually came up with the bike ride idea. So we partnered for this, our fourth year, and it's been interesting. And he's still glowing on me. The sun's still bright. So.
Well, that's just part of Bob's personality, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, all of the proceeds go towards Horizons. And sometimes,
correct,
I think out of sight, out of mind, right? If we don't know that there's a need, we're not educated on it, we don't think about it. There is a need here locally, and it is quite, let's be honest, quite severe, which is why you guys do it. Why Horizons?
Go ahead.
Okay, Horizons is a wonderful organization. Sarah does an amazing job with Horizons. And talking to Sarah, you know, the need is up this year due to COVID. They are seeing 30% more people this year than last year. They have served 5,000 more meals this year than last year.
Wow.
It's just amazing. And when you go to Horizon, you don't get just a bologna sandwich and potato chips. You get all four food groups. They do a nice job. It's a hot meal. It's a nutritious meal, and it helps people. It helps the hungry in our community.
And Bob, I do hear that there is a check presentation today as well.
Wow, you are on top of it.
Man, thanks for providing it with me. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. Blessing Health System came on board last year as the major sponsor of the Moonlight Ride for Hunger. And at 1:20 today at Horizons on the west side, outside, which is going to be safe, they're doing a check presentation to Horizons, and the check's going to be for $25,000, and we are so excited and appreciative, and it's all good.
Absolutely. That's an understatement. Again, we're talking with Aaron St. Clair of Red Cactus and Bob Daly of WGCA about this Saturday's Moonlight Ride for Hunger. Although the 14-miler that goes across the bridge both ways is full, you can still sign up for the 10-mile. Cost on that is what, Bob? $25, I
believe? $25, that's correct.
$25 for the 10-mile ride.
And children 10 to 15 years of age, how does that work?
They can ride free with an adult.
It's a family-friendly event.
Yes. Remember your helmet. Remember your light.
Oh, and the light. I didn't think, because it is going to be dark, obviously.
Yeah. The moon's going to be a sliver. But the moon's going to be there.
It'll be there.
But don't look at it while you're riding.
Oh,
you can run into something.
I was going to say, is this from personal experience? Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, I've fallen a couple times on the Moonlight Ride. You know Hampshire? You go down Hampshire Street?
Yeah.
One year I was going, you know, I get on my bike and I just watch everybody riding and make sure people turn where they're supposed to turn.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm going down Hampshire and I hit a rut. And I was on all fours before I knew it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but anyway.
Aaron, you, again, are with Red Cactus and started this idea several years ago. Where does your passion and your business's motivation to do this type of thing for our community come from?
Well, when Steve started the business in 1995, I mean, he believes it was a God-given business. And, you know, he's about faith walk and his faith and... And we try to give God the glory for everything he's done to bless us and with our distribution over the 25 years. So we're just a big believer, and it's more about selling salsa and what we can do to help out.
Bob, what's your favorite type of Red Cactus salsa?
Ooh, I like medium.
Really? That's my husband. Sweet's my go-to. But that white queso?
Oh, yeah,
it's good.
Or the dry rub?
Yeah.
And Red Cactus all the way. Yeah. So if you want more information, Bob, how can they get that and how can they get registered? All sorts of those details again.
A few little things I want to say.
Yeah.
Go to WGCA.org, sign up for the 10-miler. Let's say you can't do the 10-miler, you could always donate. There's a handy-dandy donate button on the website that you could donate, and that goes directly to Horizons. Some other information, remember your helmet. There's not going to be a bike check today. Mm-hmm. I mean, the night of the ride. There's not going to be a bike check.
Or today.
Definitely not today.
Or today. But anyway, before the ride, you're just going to go. So make sure you have your helmet. Make sure you have a light. And make sure you're safe. And if you're bringing kids along, you know, make sure they're safe. Make sure there's air in your tires. You got to be prepared for the ride. You just don't show up. Oh, I got a flat tire. Anyway, check your tires. Check your helmet. Check your light. Another thing I want to say is, go to Madison and Davis. They have T-shirts there. Anybody that signs up, they'll give you a T-shirt. They have little handy dandy. That's my new zip line today. But anyway,
I like it.
They have handy dandy blinkers that you could put on your heel of your foot. They also have backpacks that they'll give away. That's all stuff from the previous years that we've had left over, and we want to share with people. They're neat. They really are. Rethink Media came up with the logo. That's one of our sponsors. They did a super job. Of course, Red Cactus Sweet Salsa is one of the major sponsors. Madison Davis Bicycle Shop, WGCA.org, and, of course, our top sponsor is Blessing Health System. A big thank you to all those folks that have sponsored this and put their faith, time, and money in this great event.
Absolutely. And we are so excited to see the outcome. What's the goal? Do we have a goal at the end of Saturday?
Not to fall off your bike.
I like it. I love it.
Not to hit anything while watching the moon.
Yeah.
I love these stories. Moonlight Ride for Hunger. Visit them at WGCA. Guys, thank you so much for doing this, not only for our community, but for taking time to come and talk about it, because it is truly just furthering the mission of God's work here in our community. So thank you so much, Aaron and Bob.
Amen.
Woo! Okay, Steve, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the birthday boy.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk about
Happy
me.
Birthday.
That'll be fun. Thank you, Bob. 9:48, back with more on the Mary Griffin Show coming up. A little bit more from Bruce Springsteen, the boss with the birthday today, 71 years old. I didn't know it was Bruce's birthday that we shared years ago I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, I've been a Springsteen fan for a long time, but all those years. And then I got to college, and then I found out, hey, we have the same birthday. Bruce and yours truly have the same birthday. He's 71.
Man.
I'm 59.
You look great. You've accomplished so much, Steve.
I know a lot of people around here. I think you were serious. You didn't know how old I really was.
I 100%
yeah,
did not.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know that, and that's fine. You know,
Steve's like, I'm not going to broadcast it, but yet you did.
I was a Navy baby, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Brunswick, Maine. I was born 59 years ago today. My dad was in the Navy.
Did you guys travel a lot?
Not really. He was stationed there, and then less than a year, before I was a year old, they moved to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And lived down there for a couple of years. And then, well, especially my mom missed her mommy and daddy, so we came back to Quincy.
Nice.
At that time and stayed and settled here in Quincy and been here ever since.
You and Kathy made a cute little family. So what are you guys doing to celebrate?
Probably just go out dinner tonight with the family. Sounds like we've got a big bunch getting together, and we're not supposed to do that in this pandemic, but they don't understand that.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm not sure.
That's okay. So if you could have, in your mind, what is the perfect birthday celebration? I think I know what your answer is going to be based on what I know of you. What would you like to do today, this evening, for your birthday?
First off, I wish both grandkids were here in town.
Done. The combat. Knew it.
You knew I was going to say
absolutely,
that.
Because you're such a good grandpa. What do they call you?
Grandpa Steve.
Grandpa Steve.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, since that can't be the case, I guess you'll have a...
We'll see the other half down there in the St. Louis area some other time down the road. But she's already... My phone was lighting up when I was on the air all morning long. It was pretty funny. And some of them are people that are listening out there in Radio Land, too. And I'm like, okay, I'm on the air. And I think they're doing it deliberately, you know.
I would.
Text while I was on the air. So appreciate all of the happy birthday greetings.
Hudson celebrated a birthday about a week ago. And now... Since it's fall time and we're lighting candles in the house, right? Any time that a candle gets lit, he starts singing happy birthday because he doesn't understand it's a candle. And so he'll start singing and then he'll go, I blow, I blow, I blow, because he just turned two and he's like, oh, I want to do this.
Terrible twos, huh?
Oh, we felt that yesterday.
And how old's your daughter?
She's three and a half.
Three and a half.
Three and a half and two.
Yeah.
They're best friends.
Wonderful times.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember when our kids were that little, and ours were spaced out, though. We had 3 years between the girls in age, and then Josh came along 5 years later.
Hello. There's times where, because my sister and I are 2 years apart, so I don't really know anything different than being close in age, but I can understand why parents wait for a little bit.
My sister and I are 4 years apart.
Do you feel like that's a good age?
That's the only sibling I have. Well, we didn't do any, we went on family vacations together and stuff like that, but with that age gap.
Yeah.
We didn't really do much together growing up, you know.
See, that's why I took the blunt, and I was like, I'll just do it in 2 years. let's just get this done and make them best friends, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday,
Thank
truly.
You very much.
You're
I
so
appreciate
welcome.
That. Yeah, appreciate that. Tomorrow we've got a Best of Mary Griffith show coming up. I put it all together, but it's in the office, and since I'm 59 now, I can't remember what it was. I'm embarrassed to say. But, yes, we do have a best-of show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Denise will be back in hosting on Friday.
Yeah.
What's happening Friday?
Halloween cemetery tours.
Ooh, they're going to do that?
We're going to talk about it. Okay. I would hope so. I mean, because you can social distance, right?
And yeah.
You know, unless it's not like you have to wear... You could wear Halloween masks, I guess. You know.
What about trick-or-treating? Are your kids going to do that this year?
The CDC says no, but the Talkett household
Yeah, but does the Talkett,
yes.
Yeah.
They're going to be minions. Sydney, but, go ahead.
No, well, that's what I was just going to say. They wear masks.
Well, these guys won't, but, they don't.
Oh, I got a happy birthday minion greeting, too, this
there
morning.
You go.
That was one of them.
Sydney had a dance recital this summer, and her outfit looks like a minion. So I was like, I'm going to repurpose
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to do. Did the grandkids know what they're going to be this year?
They don't tell me.
Oh, it's a surprise when you show up.
When she comes knocking at the door, she doesn't want me to know. So
that's cute.
It'll be
that
a surprise.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for hanging out.
We'll see
out
you around the Radio Ranch, and then we'll see you in here in studio on Friday.
Sounds great.